Monday. Did you sleep in on
Monday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch up.
Hello, catch upers.
Catch upers, it's good to see you. What's happening in your life?
Well, we can't see you, but
I didn't say I could see you.
You said good to see you. We can't see.
Did
you?
Did I? Oh,
yeah.
Well, good to have you
nothing
listening.
We have no.
I shut my eyes and I imagine what people look like that listen to our podcast.
Okay, so describe one for me.
Beautiful, just the most beautiful man or woman you've ever seen.
Mm.
Beauty, you know, cannot be defined by the words. So yeah,
yeah. You I won't good ask you to do that again. Big catch up though. Great show Monday was.
Yeah, it was a big show. I mean, I really appreciated the gifts you got for me and our boss, Sweet Chili Philly.
You liked them?
Yeah, you really went out of your way. Mm. I don't want to give away too much.
The gossip guys stopped by as well. They're always fun, those two.
Yeah, a bit of gossip. A couple breaking up, which is sad, but a couple getting back together.
Which is also nice. And I tried to read your mind at one point.
That was awful. Don't mention that. But your mate Harry, he's been with his girlfriend for a little while and decided to go on a traveling adventure. We thought it was too soon, so we always threw it out to everyone else and went, how long should you wait to go on holidays?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's we got some good answers.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
enjoy.
You beautiful people.
Jim, as we all know, last Friday was Chinese New Year.
No one. You went around the office telling people. You told me. No, like, that's the thing about Chinese New Year. I never know until someone goes out of their way to tell you. It's not on my calendar.
Well, now you all know because I've announced it to everybody.
To be fair, huge fan it being the year of the dog.
Yes.
And dogs are my favourite animals.
That should be every year of the dog because everybody loves
for
dogs.
For me personally, every year is year of the dog.
Like, don't make it year of the lizard or something because I'm sure there's a few little people who like lizards. But
yeah, I mean,
I don't hang out with those people.
You guys do you.
A list has come out of the things that you're not supposed to do over the Chinese New Year weekend because apparently they bring bad luck. Here's what I wanted to do. I'm going to go through. There's 17 of them, by the way. I'm only going to go through 5. And I just wanted to see.
Oh, we can't go through all 17?
No, we don't. Why not? 24 minutes.
We don't have time.
No.
Well, mate, we just started. We're on till 9.
Which should we just extend it?
You want to push through.
I'll get rid of the ads, the news, Demi Lovato, get rid of her. I might go through a few. I just want to see if you've done any of these because we'll assess whether we've had bad luck over the weekend.
So if I've done these things over the weekend?
You're going to have bad luck.
Okay.
Hmm. The first one was taking any medicine.
Yeah. I've had a cold. So I took plenty of cold and flu medicine over the weekend.
You're off to a flyer. Because apparently if you take...
Sorry, I'll just suffer then.
Because apparently if you take medicine on the first weekend of the new year, you're going to be sick for the rest of the year.
No, I'm always sick, so yeah, whatever.
So you must do it every year then, do you? Don't do laundry.
All I did all weekend was laundry.
You did so much laundry.
I did towels, I did 2 loads of darks, and I did a load of whites.
Well, you've offended the water god Shuishen.
Shuishen.
So you're going to have bad luck for the rest of the year. You're on fire, mate. Wash your hair.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, gave the old golden noggin. The girlfriend actually saw my face on FaceTime. And she's
the poor thing. She got bad luck too, did she?
I was like, why are we FaceTiming? So and she looked at my hair and she's like, geez, Jim, that's dirty. So I did. I washed my hair.
No, I don't like washing my hair.
That's the thing. I don't wash my hair unless my girlfriend looks at it and says, hey, Jim, you got to wash your hair. So
I just wear a hat.
Well, I'm wearing a beanie right now. Why did I wash it if I'm wearing a beanie?
Sweeping. Apparently if you sweep, it's bad luck. It's like sweeping away your good fortune.
Well, we don't have a broom or anything, or even a dustpan and brush, so I can't sweep.
Mm, so there you go, you're safe there.
To be fair, I would have if we had a dustpan and brush, I would have swept.
Here's the last one. Wearing damaged clothes apparently can bring you bad luck.
What's damaged clothes?
So you know how you have your ripped jeans and stuff?
Yeah. But I buy them ripped, so I wouldn't call them damaged.
Well, that's double bad luck then, your stuff. Jim, mind reading. Finally.
Here it is. The mind-reading story everyone's been talking about. Cruddle around their radios, just ready to hear Nath tell some mind-reading facts.
An artificial intelligence expert in Dubai, he said that by 2050, humans will no longer require the use of words and spoken language because we'll be able to read people's minds.
False.
Ooh, well, all right, expert.
What, 2050?
Yeah.
It's nearly... No.
Let me tell you how this is going to happen. So apparently they're inventing or almost have invented a technology where you can get kind of like a bit of something in your brain Well, I don't know the technical terms.
Tell me what they've admitted, Nate. Oh, a bit of something.
Basically, you get an injection into your brain and it allows you to pick up what other people's thoughts are, essentially. That's the bare bones of it.
Yeah.
And they've said because the way this is developing, by 2050, we won't need words anymore because I'll be able to look at you, for example, and be like, I know what he's thinking. We can talk about it.
I don't believe it for one second. It just sounds like make-believe sci-fi rubbish.
Well, I don't understand why you need to do this. Words are fine. They've worked for such a long time.
Yeah, and you know, look, I'll play devil's advocate and I'll say, all right, let's just say this does work. I don't want to read people's minds. And no one wants to read my mind either.
I'm not
a very nice person.
You need an off switch. Surely there's an off switch. Yeah. So you can, all right, this is where I need to have my mind.
Mind time, yeah. I don't need to be...
People
don't want to know what I'm thinking about when I'm...
Because it would be...
Walking around the office.
You could honestly... Yeah, you need an off switch. Otherwise, people could be, you know, sitting outside your house going, I wonder what Jimmy's thinking about now.
Sleeping. There's a 50% chance if you come past my house, I'm asleep.
Here's what I thought we could do. You and I, we're pretty close, known each other for a long time now. Yeah. We often finish each other's...
Sandwiches.
Yeah, good. Sentences is what I was looking for.
Sorry.
What I thought I could do is I'll ask you a couple of questions and you have to try and read my mind and figure out what the answer is going to be.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Here's the first one. How am I feeling right now? Now, I'll give you an option for the first one. Make it a little bit easy. Because otherwise it's just going to be bloody impossible. You don't have the technology in your brain.
No.
Am I feeling hungry or am I feeling full?
Oh, hungry.
Yes.
Yeah. You didn't even need to get, always hungry.
Yeah, good one. What song have I been singing to myself this whole morning? Is it A, Kung Fu Fighting, or B, Spice Girls Wannabe?
Spice Girls Wannabe.
No, mate, it's Kung Fu Fighting.
Oh, really?
Jeez, I thought we were closer. Okay. All right, how about this one? I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 50.
27. 7.
Yes! Oh, you're a genius!
I am.
All right. I'm going to read
you. Still going?
Yeah. I'm going to read your mind. You're over this.
Yeah.
Jim, I'd like to welcome into the studio our boss, Phil, Sweet Chili Philly. Welcome to the show, Chili Philly.
Thank you.
Is this your first time on the show, by the way?
Officially, yes. He's yelled out a couple of things in the background, but you haven't listened.
Stop talking about that. He's been excited because we've told him for the last week that he's going to be on the show on Monday. I've seen him get really excited, a little bit nervous.
I wasn't sure we should have him on the show personally, but yeah.
30 years in radio, this is definitely a highlight. Sure.
I'll sign something
really,
if you like that.
Really backing his breakfast show.
We're here because of you.
About now I'd be going, come on, move on.
Yep.
Boys, the reason I bring you here today is because, as you know, I went on a holiday to America over the December period. Yeah, went away for 6 weeks.
I've banned you from talking about that holiday, Nath.
Because it's my one chance.
Well, yeah, because no one wants to hear about your holiday. Mm. And you went for 2 months. Like, you gave it a real nudge over there, and you'd come in, you'd tell everyone, and I said, mate, not coming on the show.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I did feel bad that you guys didn't really have a good holiday.
No, I had a...
I had a fantastic holiday. Yeah. I actually stayed right here in Tasmania.
And I moved here, found us a place. Yeah. I had a great time.
Yeah, right. You guys had great times too. Well, my last stop in Hawaii, I was I need to get something for our boss, Sweet Chili Philly, and for my co-host and best friend, Jimmy. So I'm going to give you what I got you guys now. And Jim, I'll get you to describe. That's for you, Sweet Chili.
Thank you.
And that's for you, Jimmy. If you can reach it, mate. Jim, can you just describe what I've got you guys?
It's a key ring.
Mm.
It says Aloha Hawaii, and on the back it says Jimmy Kimmo.
Mm-hmm. So that is your Hawaiian name, Kimmo. So what? Jimmy, translated to Hawaiian, is Kimmo. Phil?
My name, the front is the same. Oh, you got us the same thing. Aloha Hawaii, and on the back is Phil Filippo.
Mm-hmm. So that is your Hawaiian name too. Palipo and Kimmo, and I also got one too, Nathan Aikana. So these are our fun friendship Hawaiian names together.
So you bought three?
I bought three, one for myself too.
Was there like a sale to buy three?
And don't you feel a little less special that he bought himself
one? Self-one? Yeah.
It was actually, yeah.
He wanted one, but it was cheaper to buy three.
All right. You're welcome, first of all. I haven't heard a thank you yet.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I'm not saying.
So here's what I thought. Every good show, every good team needs a team slogan. So our now official, our new team slogan, haven't asked you guys, I'm just making it, is Palipo Kim Akana. So that's Palipo for Phil, Kim for Jimmy, and Akana for me.
Yeah.
Now, as you know...
I can't believe you bought these
for us. Yeah, nice, clever. Every time you have a good team slogan, Palipo Kim Akana, to go with it, you need a good team song.
Polipokimokana. What a wonderful phrase. Polipokimokana. It's like your tongue's in a maze. It means Phil, Jimmy, Nate for the rest of our show days. It's our problem-free radiosophy. Polipokimokana.
Ah, boys.
I've got an idea. Well, boy, the boss is here. Loved the song, by the way, mate. Yeah, well done.
Well done.
Round of applause. Phil, just an idea for something we could do next. Yeah. What about 13, 12, 16? Do you want to win a key ring?
Who do you want to give away?
Nath, keeping with the theme of honesty on this morning's show.
When were we honest?
I don't know. We're saying things that are true.
Yeah.
Look, yesterday, well, you were up climbing the mountain.
Yeah.
Getting out and getting active.
Well, I drove to the top. Got out for about 5 seconds and drove down.
Yesterday, when you were driving up the mountain, I broke something in our home. And I'm so sorry, mate.
Was it mine?
And it's ours. It's something that every house needs. It's something that no house can function without. Look, I'm disappointed. I let myself down. I've let us down as a household. Mm. There was a point yesterday where I thought about moving out. I thought, how can we go on without this item?
So obviously this is an important item. Were you doing something silly with it when you broke it, or were you using it for its normal purpose?
I was using it for its purpose.
I'll be the judge of that. Depends what you think the purpose is.
I was using it for its purpose and it broke. And it was devastating because it's something maybe I appreciate a little bit more than you. But I still feel like it's important in every household and you need one. And when it broke, mate, oh, it broke my heart.
How long have we had it for?
I've had it for a long time.
Oh, it was yours for a long time.
Yeah,
you bought it.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, it is mine. Like, I paid money for it one day. I've probably had it for about 10 years.
So I didn't pay any money for it?
No, you didn't pay any money.
Ah, I didn't get it.
But I just feel like it's something that you don't have anymore. Even though I brought it into our home. This is our home, Nate. This is where, you know, we go to relax and unwind from our stressful days. Yeah. And I've broken this thing and I've brought it in. It's in this Woolworths bag here.
That you paid 15 cents for?
And I thought, I'll bring it around to you and you can tell everyone what it is I've broken in our home.
Right. He's coming around with his Woolworths bag. It can't be too big if it's fitting that, and the bag's quite folded over. All right, let's have a look. Let's opening this Woolworths bag.
Oh, no. So tell everyone, Nate.
No.
Try not to get too emotional. What have I broken?
It's the lint roller.
Yeah.
How am I going to get the lint off my stuff that has lint on it?
I've broken our lint roller.
I didn't even know we had one of these.
Hey, Nate. We're just talking about something. I broke something in our house yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was feeling a little sad and upset about it. So I told you live on the show.
Yeah.
It's our lint remover.
Which I didn't actually know that we had. And also, it's an old school lint remover because as me and producer Mason were just talking about, most people have the one with the sticky tape and you just kind of rip the sticky tape off and use that.
No, this is a material that you rub against the fabric. It's great. I'm a huge fan of it.
My nan used to have one of those.
So, yeah, I did say it was mine. I paid money for it, but it's not. It's my mum's. I did lie.
Mum, so you stole it from her?
My mum... No, no, she gave it to me. It was a present. She goes, here...
Knowing that it was going to break?
No, she gave it to me like 10 years ago. She goes, here, little Jim, take this on your adventures. What I'm thinking, Nath, because it is my mum's, I need to do two things. We need to call her next, and I need to confess. I'm a mum, I've broke your lint roller.
Will she be devastated?
Well, we'll find out. I'm not sure how she'll take it. Right. But then what I thought also we could do, I'll ask her to buy us another lint roller.
And send it down to Hobart.
Because I don't know where you get a lint roller from. So.
All right, okay.
We'll do that next.
Jimmy's mum, Sue, is going to be on the show next. Hopefully she answers the phone.
I mean, yeah, don't promise her, mate. We've got to call her. She doesn't know this is happening.
And he'll confess to breaking the lint roller after this. Here's Shepherd coming home on Hobart's Hit 100.9.
Nath, some huge news right now for our home. Yeah. And I guess everyone's home because everyone has one of these and I don't know what you'd do without it. Lint rollers.
Yep.
I've had this old school one. You can head to our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath, head to our story. You can see a photo of it there. This lint roller, Nath, I've had for 10 plus years.
Yeah, it's got some history behind it.
Yeah, my mum gave it to me.
What kind of things have you lint rolled with that?
Oh, mainly pants. Pants are really common for getting fluff and lint on them.
You know, I didn't know that if you put a towel in with clothes, often they get more lint on them.
Yeah.
It took me 3 years to realise that.
Then why are you still doing it?
Ah.
Because
I'm not now because we don't have a lint roller.
I hung your washing out on the weekend. I was like, why is there a towel in here?
Yeah, well,
I haven't got time.
Two birds, one stone.
Look, yeah, it's very disappointing, Nath. But and it is my mum's. I don't know if she bought it, if she was given it, but she gave it to me.
So this could be a family heirloom.
It could be. Some people in the office are saying it could be like a great-grandmother's thing.
Because it is an old-school one.
Yeah, it's very old. It's made of plastic. It has some material on the bottom that you rub against the clothes. It's not like a sticky tape one.
No.
This is how they used to be made. This is good lint rollers.
Yeah, one of the originals, the OGs.
So, Nath, what I thought, we've got to ring my mum to let her know I've broken her lint roller. Okay. She doesn't know we're calling her. We're just going to call her right now. Hopefully, now, again, she's in Queensland on the mainland, so it's about 6:40 there.
Okay.
So hopefully she's awake.
All right, let's see if we can get on Jimmy's mum, Sue. Is that a ringtone?
I don't know. Producer Mason, yep, he's giving us a thumbs up. Yeah, that's the ringtone.
It means ringing.
All right. Fingers crossed.
Oh, it's weird. It's kind of annoying.
Like it's like a microwave noise.
Oh, that hurts my ears.
Hello, Sue speaking.
Hey, Mum.
Yep.
It's James. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good, good. Now, just for... You're on live on the radio, so don't say anything, okay? Don't swear.
Okay.
Hi, Sue. I'm here too. Hi.
Hello.
Now, for those listening, I've used my name James because that's what my mother calls me. It's my born name. How are you, Mum?
Oh, I'm good. Good, James. How are you?
Oh, very well. What are you doing this morning, Mum?
I'm just getting ready for work.
Okay, do you want to tell everyone what you do for work?
Yeah, I work at the Gundawini High School tuck shop.
Okay. Mum,
I've been doing that.
Okay, Mum, it's not your show.
Guys, take a seat. You ain't hear the history of Sue's work.
Hey, Mum, I've got some upsetting news for you.
What's wrong?
I broke something you gave me.
Oh. What did you break, a pot or something up? A knife or a...
No, no, no. I broke the lint roller you gave me.
Oh, the lint roller.
Yeah, so did you... Obviously, you're very upset, Mum. I'll let you take a moment.
No, she's... Sue, most people don't know. Sue, when she's really upset, she laughs. Yeah.
Mum, did you buy this lint roller or were you given it? Like, where did it come from?
Oh, no, I bought it years ago.
So how old do you think this thing is?
Oh, probably 20 years ago.
20 years?
20 years.
That's almost older than me.
Mum?
Is this the little brushy thing you're talking about? That's
I snapped the end off when I was trying to get the lint off my pants.
No, and they're so good, and I don't know if you can buy them anymore. I haven't seen them.
No, that's what everyone's saying. They're like sticky tape ones now. You can't buy the old school ones.
And I've got mine here, and you're not getting it.
You get one chance, James. You're not having another one.
Mum, do you know how much it costs?
Oh, God, no. It probably would have only been about $5 or $10. No, yeah, probably $5.
Probably $5.
Back then, that's like
that's $100. That's a lot, yeah. Well, Mum,
way back then, yeah.
Can you please buy me a new lint roller?
If I can find one, but I think there's only the sticky ones now, not the brushy ones.
Oh. Hey, Sue.
I'll have to Google it.
I've also broken my electric razor. Can you buy me one of those? Jim, over the weekend, good mate of ours, Harry, came down and visited us. He spent a bit of time flew into Launceston from the mainland and then drove down and spent the remainder of the weekend with us here in Hobart.
Yeah, good on him. Like, you know, took a week off with him and his partner and just saw a part of this beautiful state.
Some awesome things that we've really got to do.
Stuff we haven't done as well. So, no, good on him for doing that.
Yeah, public service announcement. If you haven't seen some of Greater Tassie, God, it's beautiful. Go and do it.
Yeah.
Stunning. Here's the catch, though. So he was obviously with his girlfriend, as you just said.
Yep.
They've only been dating for 3 weeks, and they've gone on a 5-day holiday down in Tassie, and in a camper van as well. So not even in a hotel room.
Very small confinement.
Where you saw everything.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting changed together. They're going. He had to walk her to the bathroom a few times in the dark.
Because they're out in campsites.
There's no hiding when you're camping.
No.
And this has happened after 3 weeks. Too soon.
Yeah, Nath, you and me have been chatting about it behind his back, as good friends do.
Yeah.
We wouldn't say anything to his face.
Or on the radio.
he doesn't listen.
Who cares?
No, well, you know, it's the thing of, like, you know, you're happy for your friend, and they're a great couple, Harry and Amy.
Oh, he's punching.
He's punching well. But again, like, to be 3 weeks in a relationship and going on a holiday, on a vacation.
Very fast.
It's too fast, you and me think.
Because it's like, I remember my current girlfriend, Meg, at 3 weeks, like, we weren't even at sleepover stage yet. Like, I couldn't even go to her house. I hadn't even met her parents yet.
I've been dating my partner Courtney for about 2 years. We haven't even gone on holiday yet. It's not even a joke. She hates me. She's like, Jim, when are we going on a vacation? I'm like, fingers crossed.
It's dangerous because the thing is, you don't know how the relationship's going to go yet. And if you're stuck on a holiday, say by day three, and you're in a camper van, like there's no like running away.
But not even in a camper van, mate. Going anywhere with someone you don't even know that well yet. Like you don't know likes and dislikes. It's just too, as far as I'm concerned, it's too early. You've got to, I don't know, I reckon like.
Now, what do you reckon?
6 months.
6 months, yeah, I reckon. Well, me and Meg, my current girlfriend, we were dating for 2.5 years before you went away.
Yeah. So you've got to, like, that's the minimum. Like I said, I'm 2 years in, I haven't gone away on a proper holiday. Yeah. We've done, like, you know, weekends away.
We've done
something.
Little ones away, but a proper camper van to another state.
Yeah, no, haven't done that.
Why don't we, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. How long should you wait before you go on a holiday with your partner? Let us know. I'm sure people, because I feel like, are we the odd ones out? Are people going on holidays after 2 weeks dating? Or?
No, I mean, people might be, but I'd be, again, interested to see what people think. So give us a call. How long should you wait? Like, how long should you be with someone before you go away on holiday? Or is it you just know?
Maybe you went away straight away. Maybe you've been together and married for 10 years and you still haven't gone away.
Maybe you met on a holiday.
13, 12, 16, give us a call. How long should you wait before you go on a holiday with your partner? And you know what? If you give us a call, we'll send you to the movies as well. We'll give you some movie tickets. 13, 12, 16 is the number. Here's Kylie Minogue dancing on Hit 100.9. No one wants to stay at home. And we just asked 13, 12, 16, how long should you wait before you go on a holiday with your partner? This is after a mate of ours, he came down. We went to the beer fest together. That was beautiful down in Salamanca. He has gone on a holiday, a five-day holiday with his partner after only being together for 3 weeks. We think that's too early.
Yeah, I think, you can't be going that early. You don't even know the person that well.
Mm.
Well, I think it's a very bold move to be going away that quickly.
Let's go to Lauren from Howrah. Lauren, how long do you reckon you should wait before you go away with your partner?
Morning, boys. I would suggest definitely nothing before that 12-month mark. Like, you need to be with your partner for 12 months, well into that second year before you go away, because if your partner's hiding dirty little secrets, nasty little habits,
then
you're
gonna find out.
Probably still able to do that in that first 12 months. After the first 12 months, I reckon you're going to start to see it. You probably don't want to go on holiday with it.
So, Lauren, you reckon 12 months, you can sort of figure someone out and you can notice if they're texting someone else on the sly or something like that?
Absolutely.
Or picking their nose or drinking out of the carton, that kind of stuff, Loz.
Definitely.
Mm. Lauren, what if they offered to pay 6 months in? They went, hey, here's an all expenses paid trip to Bali, I'll pay for everything. Would you say yes or no?
I'm in.
Turned around pretty quickly. James, how long do you reckon you should wait, mate?
2 months, I reckon. Anything after 2 months is good.
Two months?
Why 2 months, James?
Well, by that time, you're probably having sleepovers and whatnot, and then if you go away for like a week, you're going to know all their beautiful bits of them, or the ugly ones.
Yeah.
So you know where the relationship's going to work.
Ah, so it's like a make or break, so you're not wasting your time. So if it was a crap holiday and you realised what's going on with your partner, then you're like, well, at least now I know.
Yeah, if you spend 2 years like you guys have, and then you go away for a week and go, I'm getting grout out for not leaving the toilet seat down. You're like, you've wasted 2 years.
Yeah, let's go away with my partner. Sorry, babe, we need separate flights home.
Christy from Baghdad, tell us, how long do you reckon you should wait?
Well, I didn't wait to go on a holiday with my boyfriend for 3 weeks. I moved in with him after 3 weeks.
You moved in?
You moved
straight
in.
Straight away?
Yep, we both moved in together.
And so
I packed up my flat and moved into his house.
So, and you're still living together, Christy?
We've just had our 20th wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow. 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 And have you gone on a holiday?
It took a few years, though.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Chrissy. Well, there you go. So people are mixed on it, Jim. There you
go. I do like James' thought of, like, just you got to figure out your partner.
Yeah.
Just throw yourself in the deep end. Sink or swim, guys.
Please welcome in the gossip, guys.
Yeah, it's time for the gossip.
Yeah, you know that we got it.
What you doing? You got to stop it, because it's time for Gossip Guide. Gossip Guide.
Jim, you're an expert with the glossies, with the magazines. What you do is you help inform both me and Hobart of some glossy stories. Once I understand them, on behalf of the people of Hobart, I ding them through.
Now, first up, Drake. He's released the film clip for God's Plan.
Yes.
Which is his latest song. And the song starts with like a black screen and some white writing. And the White Writing says the budget for this video was $996,631.90.
Wow.
And then it goes, we gave it all away. Don't tell the label.
What do you mean we gave it all away?
So he just gave it away. So you can head to his Instagram, at Champagne Pappy. That's Drake's Instagram.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is that when you don't want people to just follow you all the time? You want people to do their research? Real fans?
No, I think Drake was taken. And so he just went, I'll go with Champagne Pappy.
He was taking Drake from Drake and Josh, took it, did he?
He was the Drake first. But you can head there. He gave it to schools, fire departments, universities, just handed out cash money and stuff. Good bloke, Drake. Now, next up, huge Friends news. Jennifer Aniston, known for playing...
Monica.
Rachel, mate.
Rachel.
This is why I'm a judge of Gossip Girls. Look, she's broken up with a partner, Justin Theroux.
Yeah.
Very sad times.
Devastating. Yeah, they said it was because of distance, wasn't it?
Yeah, Justin was living in New York. Jennifer wanted to live in LA. Both of them didn't want to move.
Just get a private jet, which I'm sure she already has. Just fly.
Yeah,
whenever you want.
Yeah, just get between there.
Skype.
But there is some good news. They said despite the separation, they still plan to remain friends.
Ah, clever. Thanks. Oh, you want this?
Hey, look. Finally. You know, Nath, life is a, you know, one thing ends and another thing starts. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing about life.
That's meaningful for 13 past 8. Well done.
And Jennifer and Justin have broken up, but news a bit closer to home. Host of the Today Show, Karl Stefanovic.
Stefo.
Him and his partner, Jasmine Yarbrough.
Mm.
I know a lot of people don't like them together, but they are engaged.
Oh, so yeah. That is true. The rumours are true.
Yeah, Karl came out over the weekend. He put it to bed and said, yes, we are engaged. He said, we are yet to work out when we will get married, but probably later this year. We are both very happy.
Later this year? That's quick.
Yeah, well, yeah. We don't know when we'll get married, but it'll probably be later this year.
So you do know, Karl. Yeah. You do know.